Sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, first recapping some high school sports from the weekend. In action in cross country on Saturday, it was the Harlan girls claiming the team title with 46 points at the Atlantic Cross Country Invitational Saturday. Ankeny Centennial finished second with 71 points. Bishop Heelan Catholic, ACGC, and Ankeny were the top five, with Nottoway Valley sixth. Atlantic at 165 points for seventh place. Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Lewis Central, and Thomas Jefferson round out the top 10 teams. Individually, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center was the champ. She ran 20 minutes, 10.88 seconds on the course. Kate Crawford of ACGC was the runner-up. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan placing third. Ava Rush of Atlantic had a fourth-place finish. Kaya Beaker of Harlan placing fifth. Also in the top 10 locally, Riley Sloss of ACGC was sixth. Nottoway Valley's Sophia Broers was eighth. Harlan's Abby Alberti placing ninth in that meet. Atlantic's lead runner, Taylor McCready, was previously injured but was able to participate Saturday and was running in third place when she fell on the muddy surface and wasn't able to finish that race Saturday. On the boys' side, it was Ankeny Centennial capturing the team title. They scored 95 points to beat Ankeny, who had 123 points. Thomas Jefferson was third with 140. Nottoway Valley with a 146 total was fourth. And Des Moines Christian with 149 points fifth. Atlantic placed sixth with 151, followed by Lamars, Harlan, Lewis Central, and Abraham Lincoln in the top 10. Individually, Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was the champion, running 17 minutes, 21.16 seconds. That was better than Gabriel Vicker of Ankeny Centennial. Trey Gross of Harlan placing third. Wemoc Gilo of Thomas Jefferson was fourth. Andrew Klein of Des Moines Lincoln was fifth. Also for Atlantic, Craig Allen Becker, a top 10 finish. He placed ninth overall in that meet on Saturday. Also in high school volleyball Saturday, it was Underwood capturing the championship at the CAM Volleyball Classic. Underwood went 3-0 in pool play. ACGC 2-1 and Arweva 1-2. Peyton Sherdan lost all three of their matches in the silver pool. In the blue pool, Riverside went 3-0 with CAM 2-1 and Griswold 1-2. Orient Maxburg lost all three of their matches. In the semifinal round, it was ACGC defeating Riverside 2-0. Underwood topping CAM 2-0. Then in the finals, it was Underwood winning it with a two-game sweep over ACGC, 25-15 and 25-14, the game scores. The all-tournament team consisted of Chloe Largent of ACGC, Danielle Hoyle of Peyton Sherdan, Macy Van Fawcett of Underwood, Leslie Luft of Arweva, Caitlin Gist of Orient Maxburg, Maddie McKee of CAM, Izzy Blummel of Riverside, and Haley Pennock of Griswold made up that all-tournament team. On NFL action yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs have followed their impressive 4-0 start now with back-to-back losses at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs built a 17-3 lead in the first quarter and led 24-23 midway through the final period before absorbing a 31-24 loss to Houston. Deshaun Watson put the Texans ahead for good with his second rushing touchdown of the game, a one-yard run with 6:17 remaining. He made it a seven-point game by throwing to DeAndre Hopkins for a two-point conversion after engineering a 93-yard drive that chewed up 8.5 minutes. Watson threw for 280 yards and a touchdown for the 4-2 Texans, with Hopkins catching 9 passes for 55 yards. Carlos Hyde added 116 yards rushing and a touchdown against the team that traded him to Houston before the start of the season. Patrick Mahomes finished with 273 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, though he also threw his first interception of the season. Elsewhere in the league yesterday, Carolina beat Tampa Bay 37-26, Seattle over Cleveland 32-28, Baltimore beat Cincinnati 23-17, New Orleans over Jacksonville 13-6, Minnesota beat Philadelphia 38-20, Washington over Miami 17-16, San Francisco beat L.A., the Rams 20-7, it was Arizona over Atlanta 34-33, the Jets beat Dallas 24-22, Denver over Tennessee 16-0, and Pittsburgh beat the L.A. Chargers 24-17. Once again, Clemson has dropped in the poll after earning a victory. The defending college football playoff champions have slipped to third in the AP poll this week, despite Saturday's 45-14 win over Florida State. LSU slipped past the Tigers with a win, convincing 38-24 win against Florida. Clemson has the nation's longest current winning streak at 21 games. Alabama remains number one for the second straight week since unseating Clemson at the top of the poll. Ohio State and Oklahoma round out this week's top five, and they're followed by Wisconsin, Penn State, Notre Dame, Florida, and Georgia. The Bulldogs dropped from third to 10th by losing to South Carolina in double overtime 20-17 on Saturday. Iowa's dropped to 23rd in the latest Associated Press rankings after a second straight dismal performance by the offense in a 17-12 loss to Penn State Saturday. Iowa managed only 70 yards on the ground, and the offense has turned the ball over six times in 2 weeks as they fall to 4-2.
Certainly got to clean up our play with turnovers, takeaways. It's a major factor the last 2 weeks. We did better in the penalty situation, and certainly our defense, I think, really answered some tough situations and did a good job there. But all in all, just not enough to get over the hump against a good football team.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes will try to get things turned around at home against Purdue.
I mean, we have to play a little cleaner and execute better. Part of that's us. Part of that's the opponents we've played the last 2 weeks. So I think it's probably a combination of the two. All that being said, there's some things we got to do better, obviously, and protect a little bit better, run the ball, get back to doing that a little bit better as well. Yeah, it's just going to be a group effort.
Ferron says despite two straight poor outings, he's not lost confidence in the offense. The Hawkeyes will host Purdue. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday. Iowa State may have found David Montgomery's replacement at running back. Freshman Breece Hall rushed for 132 yards and three touchdowns as the Cyclones hammered West Virginia 38-14.
You know, I think the thing for me is he's got to learn how to do things consistently to be a great player. What you guys saw today was a result of a great week of practice and really 2 weeks of practice. And so, you know, for Breece, he's still learning how to do school, do football, and be the best version of him he can be.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says Hall got his chance after two outstanding weeks of practice.
At some point, Breece is going to be a great player. That's a process to get there, you know, and I think you can go back to some of the great backs that we've had or coached in the past. You know, that freshman year is an adjustment period in a lot of different ways. And so, you know, I think the nice thing was and is that we haven't had to put too much on his plate. The great thing is we get into the heat of Big 12 football play. Running the football is still really important.
Cyclones stay on the road Saturday. They'll visit Texas Tech next. Well, it took 11 innings, but the Houston Astros were able to even the American League Championship Series at a game apiece. Carlos Correa delivered a walk-off solo homer off of Jay Happ in the 11th inning to give the Astros a 3-2 win over the Yankees. It was just Houston's second hit since George Springer tied the game with a solo blast in the 5th inning off of Adam Ottavino. Correa also opened the scoring with an RBI double in the second inning off Yankees starter James Paxton, who lasted just 2 1/3 innings. That lead held up until Justin Verlander surrendered his first hit of the night, a two-run homer by Aaron Judge in the fourth. Verlander struck out 7 and gave up 5 hits over 6 2/3 innings. Josh James struck out the only batter he faced in the 11th to pick up the win. Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton was held out of the starting lineup due to a quad injury. Game 3 is Tuesday at Yankee Stadium. Gerrit Cole is slated to pitch for Houston that night against Luis Severino. Today is a travel day. A Cardinals manager, Mike Schilt, and St. Louis analytics department are wondering what happened to the juiced baseball. Schilt says the team's front office has found the ball is flying 4.5 fewer feet on average in the postseason, raising more questions about the makeup of the baseballs after hitters clubbed a record 6,776 home runs in the regular season, a rise attributed to unusually far-flying balls. The numbers don't leave much doubt. According to data journalist Rob Arthur, he was among the first to suggest tweaks to the ball may have caused home runs to spike as early as 2015, and he thinks something is off with this year's October model, too. Arthur published a story Thursday at Baseball Prospectus showing projected home runs were down 50% through Wednesday's games compared to what would have been expected in the 2019 scoring environment. Major League Baseball released a statement Thursday claiming the balls haven't changed since the regular season. Cardinals kind of on the ropes after losing the first two games at home last week as the Cards travel to Washington to face off against the Nationals tonight in Game 3 of that series. We'll have it for you live this evening from D.C. 5:43 is the pregame start time, just after 6:30 tonight. They'll have the first pitch in that Game 3. In the NHL yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Winnipeg 7-2, Vegas over Los Angeles 5-2, San Jose 3-1 over Calgary. And in racing, Sunday's NASCAR playoff race at Talladega Super Speedway, red flagged because of rain. NASCAR called the red flag at the end of the first stage of Sunday's race. They're scheduled to pick up that race this afternoon. Hendrick driver William Byron won the first stage with teammates Alex Bowman and Jimmy Johnson right behind. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.